Live from KQED News, I'm April Dymbosky. Staff at a supportive housing nonprofit in San Francisco called HomeRise started negotiations this week for higher wages. As KQED's Holly J. McDeed reports, homelessness nonprofits throughout the city are struggling with staffing shortages.
Mia Robinson is a lead desk clerk with HomeRise. She works at a supportive housing site in the Tenderloin for low-income and chronically homeless families. Last fall, a 14-year-old there fatally overdosed on fentanyl.
You'll get teary-eyed, but you still got to stay professional and still carry on and do the job because life still go on. And that's just, it's just hard.
After 7 years, Robinson still makes close to minimum wage. She stays because she believes in the nonprofit's mission of helping people, but says residents have trouble trusting staff because so many employees leave.
Because of the pay, the turnover is just ridiculous. People don't stay longer than 6 months.
Rick Aubrey, the CEO of HomeRise, says low pay in nonprofits is too big of an issue for union negotiations alone to solve.
We sort of all got locked into a bad deal. And that bad deal has only been exacerbated over time because there's never been any time that original sin of underpaying nonprofits to do the work has ever been corrected.
He said he hopes HomeRise and the union can work together to push city leaders to close the gap between pay for nonprofits and city employees. I'm Holly J. McDeed, KQED News.
There's more news online at kqed.org. I'm April Dymbosky.